This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. More detainees, more prisoners are going to be released. 3 detainees, 1 American, freed from the prison in Belarus, which is a satellite of Russia. You have people like Marco Rubio saying this is a good sign that we might see good things with Ukraine. You have Pete Hegseth in Europe. Pete saying it's completely unrealistic to think that will go back to the boundaries that we had of Ukraine and Russia before, meaning getting that territory back. I don't think the Ukrainians are going to go for that deal again. So will this continue forward? I would say probably, seen as a sign of goodwill that Putin released Fogel. I haven't seen yet who it is we gave up in the prisoner swap, and then I'll tell you what I think. If it's a big arms deal or et cetera, then I'm not on board with that. We did it with Brittany Griner. Why did we go with her first? Well, there was more pressure than there was with Fogel. She was marijuana. He was medical marijuana. Again, and Russians put you to jail forever there, you know, out of reasons they know that they'll get something out of it. So there is another American to be released at this moment. Okay, over the years, it would come up, not just in sports talk radio, in general talk radio. You know, is it fair you have college athletes making all that money, particularly if they're playing football, they can get hurt more easily, for colleges, big time, and what do they get? So there's under-the-table stuff. Well, then they had this new policy, a revenue policy, where they use your likeness, they use you in some way, shape, or form. Maybe even you can advertise for them and you get paid. And for some athletes, in fact, a pretty good number, you can get a sizable amount. Some are getting millions per year. The Biden administration jumps in. They tell colleges, you can't do that anymore. Title IX, which has nothing to do with this. See, they want men in women's sports. But at the same time, they said, you have to pay this proportionately. In other words, if a male is getting X because of their value, then female athletes at your college have to get paid the same thing. And at colleges, we're like, what are we going to do now? We developed this whole system. Well, the Trump administration this morning has gotten rid of the red tape that Biden set out and said, we're going to go back to the old thing. where if you're an athlete and you are, like, for example, Don Jr.'s daughter, some of it, the Trump celebrity, I think she's a pretty good golfer, but I looked at her play and I can't say she's, you know, going to be the next big thing on a pro tour. She's got millions and millions of followers. So when she goes to the University of Miami next year, I think it is, she'll be paid for that, representing the golf team. Maybe a lot. This is such a difference. Just think about the mentality of the Biden administration complicating what the college has worked out, where if you're someone that's a star athlete in some car dealership, something, whatever, they see value in you, they want to pay you, then somehow or another, you have to proportionately do this with female athletes at the same time. And there are not too many female athletes. There's a couple of gymnasts who are very attractive. LSU has one, I think. Probably Caitlin Clark last year. You know, maybe a couple of the women that have become prominent, but it's relatively rare to see somebody they're going to pay substantial money to. You have to pay it nonetheless. That's just been rescinded this morning. And even though it's a small thing, it's just another example of the mindset of what Biden was doing versus what the Trump people are doing. The Trump people, too, and I really like this, the Education Department, they're calling upon all the colleges, all the high schools, everybody, if there, A, was any question of females going against someone who's transgender, gender fluid, or a male in flat terms, to investigate and potentially take away the records, like Leah Thomas's record, okay? And whoever had it, a female, a real female, they ought to have that record. You could say another small thing, not to a lot of people. That's why people strive. That's why they want their name on that record. Leah Thomas's name shouldn't be on that record. Dan and I interviewed for Reading, Writing, and Reason. The daughter of Lee Smith's Hall of Fame reliever is a star in the 100, and I guess it was 100 meter and 220 meter, and has national aspirations, and she couldn't beat the 23rd ranked and 24th ranked males who were gender fluid, and they told her she's going to have to train harder. All those medals, all those wins, all of it, they're saying should be taken away and given to the females. Now, let's see if they do it. You have any number of state organizations that say they're not going to follow what the White House has said, and we're going to see what these local school districts do. Every single one of them ought to have their federal funding taken away. If they won't follow this executive order, which is the law, take away every dime federally from those school districts, those state districts. Yesterday, we had Greg Rothman on. He's taken over as the GOP head in Pennsylvania. He sits on the PIAA board. They said they're going to enforce, they're on board with the Trump edict on males only in male athletics. And the PIAA sets the standard for all this. So there's a showdown coming, and we're going to see if the federal government really is going to enforce this. Are they really going to go forward with this whole thing?
So from my understanding, then, this would be, NIL is oftentimes an individual thing, right?
You're talking,
But for example, EA Sports has a video game, NCAA Football 25.
Right.
So you're telling me that Biden, on his way out the door, says that EA Sports, when they fund a video game like NCAA 25, where the money goes to the schools to distribute among the students, because, you know, that's how the process goes, that it should be interrupted, and instead the money should not be distributed to the likenesses that are presented, but instead proportionately based on equity.
Yes, on equity. Hmm. Yes. I'm reading it right from the thing. And of course, Title IX has nothing to do with this NIL stuff. I mean, this was a compromise that was put in. And I've come around to see, if they're using you, then they ought to pay you at the college level. I mean, you ought to be there to play your sport, maybe go on to pros and all that. But you know what? You're running up a lot of money for the college. They ought to pay you. Why should you have to share that with the female side? In rare cases, are female athletes ones that people want to use? That's the same thing with the WNBA and the NBA. People don't care about them as much. That's the way of the world. That's the way that it works. That's been rescinded by the Trump people, though. And again, I'm just pointing to it as a really good example of the difference here, the mind process around this. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. And Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary.
Hey,
welcome
Tom.
In.
Thank you so much for taking the call.
You're welcome.
You guys are having a great day out there.
Go ahead, Gary.
You guys still there?
Oh, yeah, we are.
I'm sorry. About Bill Donahue, and thank
yes.
God they the whole Title IX is hopefully righting the ship. But it's so amazing that you have these people on that otherwise I certainly wouldn't know anything about it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm glad we can highlight
that.
That's
our purpose, mostly.
That's our purpose. And, it's a reaction to the rest of me. And, Gary, I don't, as you know, charge the rest of the media at times with just their own ideology. They just don't have the drive, and they don't see it that way. They're too busy covering the weather and sports. Nothing wrong with that. But, my God, look at the other things that are happening. The average Philadelphian, if we went up to the parade, they don't know what the Pope said, and a lot of them are Catholic.
It's unbelievable that the facts that he put out there, the flip-flop on abortion, 1980, 1970, it's that these versus ours, almost the same thing. And speaking of sports, did you happen to see Speedy DeGene's highlights from his basketball career?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I haven't seen them.
Well, the dunking, yeah.
Gary, thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got the Speedy DeGene nickname working. We'll be pollinating that through the parade. All right,
Gary,
Speedy
you're the
DeGene.
Man. You're awesome.
Yeah, Gary, you're on it. So, Gary.
One last thing before I give you my answer. Last week when the guy said the velvet rope, and
yes.
then yesterday when she came up with the Chuck E. Cheese on the fly, I just hung the phone up.
You wouldn't take.
Yeah, that was a Captain Chuckies. Yeah, it was really good. What's yours, Gary?
I will say I've had very good dating luck at Longwood Garden.
Oh, the Ooh. Wife? Yeah?
Wife, girlfriends. Well,
oh.
No girlfriends since the wife, but before the wife, girlfriend. Yeah,
And what is it about Longwood Gardens? All I remember is we took Roe's parents there, Roe, and I think DJ and Luke. And the guy kept on saying, step up to the buffet. He kept on saying the buffet. The giant, the buffet's over here, sir.
Well, it's a walking chick flick.
Ah, okay.
It really is. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good, Gary. All right, we'll put you down. That's a good call. That's a good tip there. Valentine's Day coming up.
Second reference to the DuPont family today.
Yes. And tomorrow we're probably going to do that film you should watch with your significant other prior to Valentine's Day.
Foxcatcher.
All right. So,
maybe not watch that.
All right.
Third reference to the DuPonts.
Yeah. Be ready. Be ready for that tomorrow. And again, coming up, I'll give you who the Inquirer says. Henry agrees with him. We'll play you a little bit. The Kelseys aren't going to get up there, right? Now, we think one Kelsey, somehow or another, will be up there on the stage right in front of us at the Art Museum. Which Kelsey will it be? But Kelsey was the unbelievable star the last time. It's hard to forget the outfit and the whole thing. Lane Johnson couldn't stay off the juice. Who will be the speaker that makes this unforgettable? And the Eagles, what will we call them? Safety or strong safety, takes a shot on, was it on Twitter or Instagram, saying that Jason Kelce should have stayed with his last girlfriend. Okay, it was very attractive, not Taylor Swift. And I'll tell you what the Swifties claim they did on Twitter to this guy's mother. That I think is illegal if they did it, to put it mildly. All right, that's all straight ahead. And get in on the side question. Longwood Gardens, that was a great call. 855-839-1210. Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it is Dom time. So we all know Jason Kelce, what he did in the last parade. By the way, if you're going to the parade, where are you intending to land up? We'll be planted, I think, most of the time right there at the foot of the Art Museum steps, broadcasting from there. Here's a little bit, though. The Inquirer says the hidden speaker this year that you won up there is Landon Dickerson, offensive lineman. Here's a little bit of his inspirational talk. I don't know before which game. It doesn't matter. But this is why they think Dickerson.
Football, baby! Yeah. Guys dream about this!
Yeah!
We some dream crushers around here!
Uh-huh.
You hear me? We come back out! I'm going to challenge you to one thing! The scoreboard for 60 minutes! Become a nightmare!
Mm-hmm.
Let's go! The Packers on three! One, two, three!
The Packers!
All right, is Dan going to be there to supply the bleeping if this happens? And I wanted to talk about that. If you're a parent, maybe you've never called before. This is a simple question. What's the age of the kid that you would have there at the foot of the Art Museum? That's where the players are going to speak. I don't know what will be going on impromptu throughout. That's when Kelce. How many profanities did Kelce? It seemed like double figures in that notable speech. He had some clever lines. Nobody likes us. We don't care. Well, I don't know which player he said too small, but he did say Lane Johnson can't stay off the juice. That line stepped with me forever.
Nelson Aguilar can't catch.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. The hungry dog runs faster. Well, none of it's starving. I never quite got that.
You know what an underdog is?
Yeah, that's
a hungry dog.
A hungry dog. Yeah, there you go.
So AI overview, according to Google, it's not clear exactly how many times Jason Kelce used profanity, but many networks muted or cut away from the speech when Kelce swore. The FCC also reported that not many people complained about the speech.
Aha. Now, I remember when Chase Utley did it. Now, again, nobody was expecting it. It's the Phillies, not the Eagles. He just blurted it out. They were down at the stadium when they were coming in. Our guy caught it. The guy's name was Clinton then, who was a really good producer. He bleeped it. A lot of people were caught unaware. They were covering it because there wasn't any ruffle like he was going to do this. He just kind of blurted it out. And at that point, people were offended, Dan. People talked about it. In 2017, I don't remember anybody being offended. To your point, there weren't a lot of FCC complaints then. So I wonder if now we wouldn't, you know, I mean, you can't carry it if you're an FCC, anything related to the FCC. We know what the rules are. Is somebody going to say, no, I think people are ready for that. I don't know about that. You know, I don't know that anybody would be bold enough. But if somebody on an extended basis on Friday is cursing, it gets to be a little bit awkward bleeping it. I don't remember on TV, it's more noticeable. You know, it's just, you see the speech, you hear the person and you hear the bleeping. It's just a little bit more abrupt to have that in play. I would predict at the rally down there at the art museum, you'll hear 15 times of profanity over and under, maybe 20.
Is that just from the speech, or could that be from just people around you?
Oh, no. Well, the people around you, they don't matter. I mean, what are you going to do with that? But when it's in public, I mean, I don't remember at a station event where, you know, per se, we were given a speech and stuff like that happen. Although, you know, it's possible at some station event it happened.
I do have some audio from Jason Kelce. He joined President Steve and explained what was going through his mind before the speech, if you want to hear that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I only found out that I was going to speak the day before it. So once I found out I was going to talk that night, for some reason I couldn't sleep. I don't know if I was just excited for the parade or whatnot, but I was just lying there thinking about, you know, what I was going to say. And this has kind of been building for a long time. I mean, it wasn't like I just, all right, I'm just going to put this down on paper. I mean, the emotions of what the entire team's gone through, what I've gone through, what all of my teammates, my coaches, what everybody's gone through to get to this point.
And the city,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. It just kind of was just a building thing that that culminated into that moment, I guess.
Well, you could sense the authenticity. And as Preston was saying, you articulated, you play a game in front of
Then he goes on and explains that the thing he was most concerned about was the cursing itself, but I was happy that the networks took care of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 855-839-1210. I'm just asking, if you're going to the parade, you're going on Broad Street, where are you going to be? What are you going to be trying to do?
I have more from Dickerson if you want to hear another sample of why.
Yeah, let's hear.
Speech.
Yeah.
Look, we don't choose the schedule. We don't choose the time, the place. We don't choose the opponent. But you know what I choose? I choose violence. From the first snap to the last whistle.
Yep.
Talk him out and make him remember your name. Let's go. The Steelers on three. 1, 2, 3. The Steelers.
Okay. All right. I just don't see that guy.
He has it.
You do?
I
think he's a poor man, Jason Kelce at best. Well, I don't see it.
He should try to be himself. He shouldn't try to be Jason Kelce.
Right.
If anyone's going to have a big day as a speech, I think it's going to be Darius Slay. Big play Slay.
All right.
I think, you know, he spent a lot of his career with the Lions, albeit not winning because it's the Lions.
Right.
Comes here, kind of, you know, an up and down career with the Eagles. I think he wants to be, you know, remembered by a fan base, you know, quite like this, you know, quite fondly, and I think he'll try and have a big day at the podium to try and, you know, live in Eagles fans' minds for the rest of eternity the same way Kelce would.
All right. Now, the guy that, if I were the Eagles, I wouldn't let speak. Look, the position he plays and the way he plays, that's probably needed pro football, but CKGK, the Eagles safety.
That was close.
CJGJ.
All right. Put up on one social media a picture of the woman that Travis Kelce was with before Taylor Swift. And some comments we can't say here about it positively for her. And the Swift people actually said, at least on social media, that they reported the mother of the Eagles safety for ICE violations, for having people that are undocumented working at a restaurant. If that's true, that's illegal on their part. Now, I don't know. They haven't produced that. That's how intense this gets. So, it'll be interesting to see if he speaks.
Oh, I think he should speak. It'd be fantastic.
He would curse.
Well, yeah. Right.
That's the one guy I would expect if anyone on the team to just.
No, curse. Exactly. That's why I mentioned.
Do you happen
it.
To hear yeah. his nickname for the secondary of Cooper and Ree Blankenship?
No,
the exciting. We're here with the exciting whites. You know.
Yeah, the exciting whites. Well, that's okay. Yeah. All right. So 855-839-1210. Are you going to be at the art museum place? And how do you deal with that if you bring kids at all, or do you think it's just part of it? You're ready for it. You've told your kid one way or another about it. This just in too that the Trump administration has just gotten $59 million back from New York City. That's around the $59 million that FEMA gave for luxury hotels. Now, I'm sure Eric Adams, after getting off the hook, I'm not on board with that, by the way, the Trump pardon or whatever they did with DOJ. If you are, I don't know why. There's no reason. And they're not weaponizing government against Eric Adams. You know, I think he did whatever. There's enough evidence to proceed with him. I don't think it's just because he suddenly was talking to Republicans. So if that's the case, $59 million back, that's remarkable. Because I thought once FEMA transferred that money for these luxury hotels, there wasn't too much you can do about it. But it is back, according to what just came down. And that's another startling thing. FEMA, $59 million out the window, but at least back now. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Hatboro, and Jeff is on Talk Radio 1210. Oh. All right, Jeff, put you on hold there. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And if I had relatives visiting me from out of state, I would take them on a tour of the Philadelphia Zoo.
That's a great answer.
All right. Why is that, Joe?
Because I enjoy seeing animals, and I think they do, too.
Okay.
Right. Wait, the animals enjoy seeing you, or the other people enjoy seeing animals there, Joe?
Yes, it's... they enjoy... Look, when people are looking at animals, the animals are also enjoying looking at the people.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for the contribution. Okay, coming up, a little bit of a fairly complicated story. We were tipped off that a chaplain here in Pennsylvania, military, apparently gave a lecture, as I understand it, about God not being in public life in America. As a result of that, before military people, he's a chaplain, there were complaints. I even saw in the little bit of the brief we got from the attorney who's coming up with us, that police were called, I don't know, military police or something, that it was that severe that you're not allowed to do that. And apparently, this is a huge legal case now. So picture a chaplain, of all things, talking about not enough God in public life in America. And he's reported by some military members there. And as a result of that, the military, rather than saying, this guy's a chaplain, don't go to his services, he's under the gun and has suffered various sanctions. Now, I don't think this is going to stand ultimately in the Trump administration. Well, we just thought it was a story much bigger, and it happens here in Pennsylvania, of what has happened in the military. How can you have a chaplain? We'll find out what he's exactly charged with. Could a chaplain say something that offensive that military members would report him, at least a few, and it's acted upon that he's bounced or worse just by talking about the lack of God in American life and on a national level. All right, phone line. So get us in on the side question. It's National Tourism Day. Just hit us with some place, and it's all in the call. We've had a couple of really good ones. Could be a little bit off the beaten trail. Some place you think, or something that's done here that is quintessential to Philadelphia. You can include the Jersey Shore in it. Haven't been wowed yet, though. Don't think of the pedestrian. Think of something you know that maybe other people don't. Straight ahead here at 855-839-1210. Okay, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So this is the story of a guy in our area, Coatesville, not far away. Army Reserve Chaplain, veteran, Russell Rusty Trubbe. He's been a chaplain, Coatesville VA Medical Center, nearly 10 years. In June 2024, as part of his normal duties, he conducted a worship service in the chapel and preached a sermon from the first chapter of Romans. As the service ended and the chaplain was cleaning up the chapel, an on-site VA police officer, approached him, saying, alleging complaints made about this sermon from that day. Hey, wait a minute, buddy. You know, I think if you're a VA police officer, you got to tell somebody. The idea of a cop telling me about First Romans and a service here, no way. What the hell's going on, a cop? What's the matter with some of these people in the military? All right, we have Randall Winger, who is the chief counsel of the Independence Law Center in Harrisburg. They're representing the chaplain. And let's go to Randall on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Randall, welcome in. When we saw this account, I'm reading it and thinking, all right, you know, this sometimes happens. It's ridiculous. But a VA police officer is the one that approaches him. What?
Isn't that absurd? You're dealing with woke policies all over the place, but when it gets to the level where censorship of religious speech results in a police officer talking to a chaplain, that's ridiculous. This is America. Chaplains should be free to be chaplains, not punished because they preach from the Bible.
And what is, I'm going over in my mind, a First Romans, what possibly could he have said? Was it something transgender? What was it that he said?
Well, the first chapter of Romans, like a lot of parts of the Bible can be convicting to people, but the first chapter of Romans talks about sexual sin. And I think some people took offense at that. But that's the thing. You know, we live in America. We deal with all kinds of speech. You turn on the TV and you may not agree with what you hear. You walk down the street, you may not agree with what you hear. Your friend talks to you, you may not agree with what you hear. But you shouldn't run into a situation where a police officer is called. But it didn't stop there. So he ended up being pulled from his chaplain duties to what they called nurse jail, where his job at that point was stocking shelves instead of being a chaplain. Why? Because of the sermon that he preached. And then his supervisor wanted to approve the sermons of all the chaplains. And again, like censorship, religious censorship, that should not be happening from a government employer.
My advice as a law school dropout, but somebody who won my moot court competition is, Randall, to say, let's just have us tell the Trump people about this. They got a million things in the air. And I predict by lunchtime tomorrow, they're going to say, get the hell out of here. This guy's back. Let's bring him to the White House. That's what will happen.
Well, considering this administration and what's fun in the Veterans Administration, the new secretary is a former chaplain himself.
I didn't know that Collins was. Okay. But they're trying to set standards or trying to have chaplains do this. Do you have in your suit, is there any of the specific language? In other words, all right, so it's sexual sin. Is there any particular phraseology or example he gave that they thought it was worthy to tell a police officer?
That's the ridiculous thing. So when the Bible talks about sexual sin, it talks about all kinds of sexual sin. To take to take exception because you don't like the particular form of the sexual sin that it talks about, well, that's on you. And again, it's America. People aren't forced to go to these chaplain services.
No, I'm sure there should be. There should be diversity of chaplains. You know, one guy in First Romans is this, and he's somewhat strict biblically, and somebody else says, what the heck, you know? Yeah, that's who you go to, right?
And we've long figured that out.
Yeah.
where we've got Jewish chaplains, and we've got Catholic chaplains, and we got Protestant chaplains, and so he was preaching a sermon from the Bible, consistent with his beliefs and the beliefs of his denomination, and it makes particularly good sense for a chaplain to, well, after all, do what a chaplain does, which is preach sermons. But to have government come in then and want to censor sermons,
right?
That is woke ideology that's gone way too far.
Randall Winger with us. Randall, so when the VA officer, the cop, approaches him, he says, all right, we got complaints. What else does he say? What else do you say in the lawsuit? He says, does he say, I'm a police officer, you can't do that? I mean, how does he justify as being the cop, being the one to approach the chaplain?
Right. So the cop himself was not heavy-handed. The concern that we have is that a cop was brought, or the concern that we have is that he was disciplined for disciplined by the VA for doing this. He had to endure an entire investigation. He was pulled away from his chaplain duties and punished for a long, long time. And even now, the freedom to be able to preach from the Bible as a chaplain is now in jeopardy. So the idea of religious freedom for the chaplains, as opposed to government saying, this is what we think orthodoxy should be when it comes to religion, that's not the place of government. That's what we figured out in the First Amendment. It's not the place of the government to say what's orthodox in terms of religion.
As far as orthodoxy, so are we saying here that with First Romans and this chaplain, in their view, he's talking about punishment for certain sexual sins, going to hell, something like that, and you essentially can't do that if you're going to be a chaplain in the U.S. military. That's what I'm taking away. You can't be saying anything like that. It's too unorthodox to be doing that.
You shouldn't say anything controversial, after all, in this woke age. but religion has this funny way of depending on sacred texts and oracles of God, right? Where whether it's popular or not, you're out there because you believe that something is absolutely true. And you know, I'm hopeful that our society will begin to throw off these woke ideas so that we can continue to believe that there is truth and talk about truth. And I'm hopeful that Veterans Administration is going to do the same thing and say enough is enough, and we're going to have freedom from now on.
Yeah, so this is a legal matter right now, but you're hopeful. I am too. As soon as Collins hears this, it comes up the pipeline. I think there's going to be a reassessment of this.
Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, you've got the Trump administration talking about problems arising from the targeting of religion and even the targeting of Christianity. And this is sort of a prime example of what the president was talking about.
Exactly.
Somebody being targeted because they're preaching from the Bible. After all, that's what chaplains do.
All right, by noon tomorrow, we'll have you back on because I think it'll be rescinded and we'll have a good laugh over it as this guy is back.
That'll be great.
Yeah, exactly. Randall, good luck on this, and I think it'll happen soon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Randall Winger here. Can you imagine? You can't bring the VA police in on a chaplain because of what he said. Maybe he said certain sins, you're going to hell. All right, if you don't like that chaplain, it's not for everybody. Don't go to that guy. You know, there are different people there, different things that you can do. They're actually trying to set, it seems to me here, or they were in the Biden administration, what's orthodoxy? And I can imagine if you say you're going to hell for certain things or some punishment, they're not going to let you say that. That's controversial. Now, You may not believe that. I don't believe that. But does that mean that a chaplain can't say that? That you're bringing in the VA police to say we've had complaints? Wow. All right, we'll let you know how this turns out. 855-839-1210. Today's National Tourism Day. We are looking for some place that you would take people if you were bringing people to here to the Philadelphia area, even at the Jersey Shore. Might be a little bit offbeat, off the beaten path. That's what we're looking for. Trump has held calls today with Putin and Zelensky. And here is Pete Hegseth. I wanted to play this. Pete Hegseth speaking as the defense secretary. This is 24, Dan. Here's Pete Hegseth talking about Ukraine and return to the pre-2014 borders.
And I appreciate the opportunity to share President Trump's approach to the war in Ukraine. We are at, as you said, Mr. Secretary, a critical moment. As the war approaches its third anniversary, our message is clear. The bloodshed must stop, and this war must end. President Trump has been clear with the American people and with many of your leaders that stopping the fighting and reaching an enduring peace is a top priority. He intends to end this war by diplomacy and bringing both Russia and Ukraine to the table. And the U.S. Department of Defense will help achieve this goal. We will only end this devastating war and establish a durable peace by coupling allied strength with a realistic assessment of the battlefield. We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Chasing this illusionary goal will only prolong the war and cause more suffering.
All right. So, you know, the argument is already by Democrats today. Trump is obviously tilting Putin's way. Pete Hegseth went on to say, we will not guarantee they're not coming into NATO. That would be Ukraine as part of any settlement. So how in the world will it get settled? What is it that Trump seemingly is offering Zelensky? Or is it that Ukraine just can't continue if we don't continue to give them vast amounts of resources, which we're not going to do? And the end point of this, I mean, it pains me if Putin, the obvious aggressor here, is able to extract a lot more territory out of this. But Hegseth, the American policy is, we're not going to continue to unrealistically promise Ukraine that they're not going to lose some land in this whole thing. That's just not going to happen. All you'll have is this war continuing forever. So this is an indicator. That's why I played it today from Pete Hegseth of where we're going to go going forward. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. This story, though, is you heard it right here with the VA. Isn't it the woke military? These guys didn't like what he said about sexual sin. Okay. You might want to tell him or go to a different chaplain. But the VA police comes and tells him that. They take him off that watch. They have him stocking shelves. And now with a new administration, I mean, shouldn't it be, look, this guy may be fire and brimstone. He may say, you're going to hell. You're transgender, you're going to hell. You're gay, you're going to hell. He may say that. That may be what the complaint is. Should I have the option to go to a different chaplain? It seems to be quite a variety of them there. Don't go, you don't agree with this guy. You might think he's hateful. You might think he's that out of bounds. This is going to be overturned. I'm surprised it's not already. They just have a million things they don't know about this per se. But once they do, you're going to see this guy restored and you're going to see it overturned as it should be. And there ought to be a variety of chaplains, which I think there are. 855-839-1210. Jump on board. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Just an unbelievable story with this chaplain. Yeah, he might not be your cup of tea. He's ranting there. First Romans, what's going to happen to you? Okay, don't go to this guy. Yeah, well, he shouldn't be there. We don't like his outcomes. I probably, based upon this, that's what I was probing with the attorney, I might not like what he was preaching either. We had a great call yesterday. Several of you recognized a woman whose husband wouldn't let her confront the priest after Mass. If I were the husband in that situation, I would have, because of something he was saying that was at odds with her. Yeah, I can do that. Or don't go to the guy. But the VA police come in. Wow. Let's go to Father Jim, who's apparently an Air Force chaplain here on Talk Radio 1210. Father Jim, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Don, I'm enjoying the show. You're a good jock. I was an Air Force chaplain for quite a few years, stationed overseas. I was in during Desert Storm. I'm from Philly, a McKNA boy. My home parish is St. Anne's. And the thing I'd like to say right away is that the Department of Veterans Affairs is not per se military. It services the military, but it is not military. And you have to keep in mind, Don, that in your audience, your group that you're preaching to, there may be certainly veterans for sure, but there could also be family members. So it could be a civilian person that has nothing to do with being military per se. But the key is that it is not a military organization per se.
Okay.
I'm outraged to hear that this chaplain is undergoing what he's undergoing for obvious reasons. And I might say, while I'm rattling on here, that back in the 300s, the wonderful St. John Chrysostom, which in Greek means golden throat, was exiled three times from Constantinople for preaching against wine, women, and song.
Wait a minute. That guy should have been kicked out. That's not one of my favorite saints.
I like
saints.
That nickname, the Golden Throat.
The Golden Throat. Is there a saint that's a patron of wine, women, and song, or do we have to call upon Bill Devlin? He might be. How about you, Father Jim, when you say, all right, as long as it's your wife, wine is good for you, and song. Who could be against song?
Well, I can say right now the chaplain should start paying attention to St. John Chrysostom as his patron saint.
Well, Father Quintus, so you're from KNA, huh?
I'm from KNA, man. I'm on the air, by the way, every week on WWDB with a show that I created called Rock and Roll Reveille.
Oh.
860 every Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m. I'm former rock jock from Warm Radio. I ran the Wibby Chops, WIBG, Philadelphia, for Jerry Stevens, the high ski Rudy,
all
the greats, and here I am, 83 years old, rocking, kid.
Well, that's great stuff, and I admire coming from you. You called me a good jock there, you know, and Dan was looking at me like, what's a jock strap have to do with this?
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Say, it's a disc jockey.
I was going to say that you're a blank of a jock, but I'm going to say you're a heck of a jock. I don't want to use bad words. So, I have a first-class radio telephone license I don't want to lose.
I'll have to listen. 4 to 5 p.m., I have a friend that's on WWDB now. 860. So I'll give a listen to you, Father Jim. Good to have you listening today. Thank you.
I'll give you a shout out this weekend, and God bless you and your work and your ministry to the media, and may God protect our country and watch over our elected officials. I love you. God bless you. And God bless your Philadelphia audience. And remember, every morning we drink coffee, half and half.
Thank you, Father Jim. I think this guy's a rival to Bill Devlin. So we got a Catholic priest. Devlin is on the wrong side of things. He says, we kid all the time, but Protestant. You know, Devlin has to get a new line, though, if he's listening today, Dan. Every time he speaks here, welcome to the People's Republic of Philadelphia. You know, same thing all the time. But you never know who's out there. That's the beauty of talk radio. Is there an astrophysicist listening today, or a previous astrophysicist? Henry's laughing, but I've done that before and gotten somebody to call in, whether they were lying or not.
Yeah. No, I enjoy it because I get a litany of calls from various amounts of people, and it's good talking to them for a minute or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Dan, who would you...
When I hear Father Jim, the first thing that came to my mind, Dom, was...
Good morning, I'm going to give him a listen. Stan Casaccio has been on that channel, too. It's not the WWDB 96.5. It's the other spinoff of that that came about. And I forget the ways, but all right. That was great stuff. He didn't answer so much there. The jock part got me. of this chaplain right here in Coatesville. Now, this isn't going to stand in the Trump administration. I didn't know that former Congressman Collins, who's heading up the VA, was a former chaplain himself. But again, I don't know exactly what this guy said. It might have offended somebody there. What I would tell him to do, confront him. Tell him, hey, aren't you supposed to be welcoming sinners rather than just telling us we're going to hell? If that's your view. Or get up and walk out. Or don't go in the future. But to have this guy stacking shelves, because as far as I can tell, he probably said people are going to hell. How did we get to that, particularly in a military setting like this? And doesn't a VA cop think, hey, this looks pretty bad? The cop coming and telling this guy to ease up on this, people didn't like the sermon. You know, I'm sure he's in a uniform. I don't know if they carry a weapon, maybe. And, hey, Father, lay off the sermon. Chaplain, stop with the first Romans. Go to Romans 4 or something, you know. You can't be continuing to do this. Sexual sin. All right, coming up, Jeff Andrew. We saw him yesterday make a great point. How come we get audited or can get audited by the federal government, and yet we can't audit these federal agencies? And now it looks like they're going to audit the Fed next. That's the one I'm telling you. Whatever's there with this, Rand Paul has called for this forever. He'd be the guy to lead the charge. But I think the military budget is where I would go next.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.